Hello, friends. Today is a happy and a sad day at Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and I want to do a kudos show to our dear friend Andy, who is an engineer, sound producer here, volunteering with us during the summer, has been doing this for a couple summers. And Andy, it's just been a pleasure to work with you.
I am so honored that you have met me and feel so strongly about me that you get to invite me on your podcast. Usually I'm very behind the scenes, so you don't hear my voice. But I am just so grateful for this opportunity to talk a little bit. Like you said, I found out about Radio St. Pete, I think 2 years ago at this point. And I emailed and was like, hey, can I help out? And you guys have just been the most wonderful, wonderful people. There's so many people who make this thing happen and work, and it's been so great to get to go to houses and go out and film things and come into the studio and attend the fundraisers and help out with that. And it's just been such a great experience overall,
including Florida Folk Show.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh my gosh, that was my first summer here. That was me every weekend. I was up, I was driving over the Gandy Bridge because I'm in Tampa. That's where my folks live and I'm with them. So it was always little routine on Saturday, get up, come over and get to talk with them, hear some fun music, kind of listen to the folk songs that are from my own community, which I love. I love the mission of this place, of very grounded in the local artists, the local talent, because they're amazing people right under your noses. And it's been so wonderful to just come into events everywhere and watch these people, listen to them. It's great.
So as a woman of song yourself, you have gotten to, you're part of the posse of the Women of Song. Talk a little bit about your little posse of Fiona Franchet, Stephanie Hinton, AB and the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And June. June Bunch.
They're so wonderful. I personally just love having communities like that, especially communities of women where we can just all really relate to each other and support each other. It's so important, and things we've talked about listening to other people come in today is community and finding your tribe. And the reason all of these people are saying this is because it is just that important of being able to get together. And, you know, maybe we go to Fiona's show and she's the only one performing, but we're all there eating food, singing along, dancing, getting the crowd engaged, because it really just matters so much to be there for people, even if I didn't need to be there, but I love it. I want to be there. And so I think it's just great to have that group of people who can get together randomly and support each other.
Well, what's really exciting, folks, is that Andy is going to be launching her own podcast when she goes back to William & Mary. You're going to be a senior this year.
Yes, my last year. Crazy. I still don't believe it.
I can't believe it either. But you're actually not studying music, but music is your life. But tell us a little bit about what you're doing at William & Mary and what's the next chapter, and then let's get to your music.
Yes. So William & Mary, on paper, it's a lot of words and very complicated, but I'll walk you through it. So my major is business analytics, which means I do lots of data, I do analysis, business analytics. There's two tracks within that, and I'm doing the data science track. So business analytics in parentheses data science. But also in the B school, you can do a concentration. You can't do a major and a minor within the business school, so I have to make it a concentration. But they have an innovation and entrepreneurship program, which I am obsessed with. The second I saw that, I was yes, sign me up. And so I get to take fun classes within that and explore things like design thinking and how to just collaborate with other people, how to create your own products, how to ideate and innovate. And so lots of wonderful things happening there.
Kind of sounds like AB Baum, Alexis Baum, who does ABC's. She's doing this all over the world. So, you know, that's exciting. Tell us a little bit about your music journey, what you play, what you sing, and how you create.
Okay. So I have pretty much always loved music. My earliest songwriting memory is I think I was in kindergarten, and my sister is 2 years older than me. So she was first, second grade. And she was at the kitchen table, trying to do her homework. And I was just sitting there. I didn't have homework. I was five. And I was singing this song to her that I was making up on the spot. And I was oh, I think this is so good. And it probably wasn't that good, but you know, it was good for a 5-year-old. And my mom was stop bothering your sister. She's trying to do her math homework or whatever it was. And just since I was that little, I've just been creating things, whether it's melodies or words or poetry or short stories, just trying to exercise that creative part of me because it's just so ingrained in myself and just so natural. So I have started very young. The first instrument I learned was piano, and it's still my favorite instrument to this day. Like, it holds such a special place in my heart. I love it. I'm obsessed. So piano, I do some guitar. Have been playing that almost as long as piano. I think I started like a year later. And then I have a ukulele. I've never been formally trained, but you know, through guitar, like I can pick some stuff up through YouTube learning videos. So I know a little bit of that. And then I know, I think, three songs on my harmonica that I have at home. And of course, one of them being Piano Man, because you can't have a harmonica and not know the harmonica song. So I can really badly play Piano Man on harmonica.
Do I have it right that both Fiona and June play ukulele? Was this a...
I know June does. So yeah, I guess both of them do. But yeah, it's a very fun instrument. I like how like just cheery it sounds. I don't know. It's very fun.
It is. Tell us a little bit about what you're writing about and who's influencing you music-wise.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love, love, love just writing about relationships, honestly. That's so cliche. And what I've always found really interesting is just creating stories through words, through melodies, through the structure of a song, because it's not like telling a story to your friends. Like, I've written stories, but there's something about music when you add just kind of the instruments and that element. It's so engaging and so interesting to me. So I love creating stories, whether it's something happens to me and I need to express it through music, or whether I have just like this itch and this idea of like, what if this were to happen to someone? How would they express it? How would they view it? And so being able to tell both my stories and other people's stories is just kind of what drives my songwriting, is being able to A, express myself, but then also like play my song for someone and then be like, oh my gosh, like I went through that. Like I really related to that. And I think just kind of connection with people is at the heart of it. And so with that, some of my favorite storytellers and songwriters are Julia Michaels, Amy Allen. There's this band called Wild Rivers that I am always obsessed with and like to bring up whenever I can. And just a million other thousand probably people in my Spotify that you can look through. But yeah.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And I just want to say that when you're here, we're always learning new things here. And I just love to look at your face when you're, you know, doing the sound engineering, making little notes about this is wrong, because it's really great. She's the best audio engineer I've worked with. But I also want to say that I was listening to you, Margo and I were talking with you about your podcast ideas. Share with the audience both ideas and let's fly it out there.
Okay. So originally we were thinking very like generational and trend based. So I was like, okay, what can we do with this? And I was trying to think of like, how do we title that? And so I was like, okay, we could do kind of like it's a very sciencey title, but like modern autopsy, where you're like really dissecting and like getting into like, okay, what is Gen Z? Who are we? People like to talk about us a lot, but what do we think of ourselves? What do we actually feel is true or wrong or right? And so getting into what are the trends in fashion? What social media are we actually interested in? What's our engagement like? What cities are we flocking to? Things like that. So kind of being at the pulse of that and like generational trends. And then my other one, which I kind of got most recently and am honestly kind of excited about, and I think is going to be the one, but we'll see. But as I said earlier, I loved relationship stories and just like dissecting those elements, those things, and giving advice on it and kind of breaking it down. And so doing something that's more like relationship advice. And so having a podcast called You Should Break Up, because that's always the second any friend hears like, oh yeah, he like looked at me a little sad today, they're like, oh, leave him. Which I don't think is the healthiest. But sometimes you should, sometimes you shouldn't. So that'd be kind of the theme of just, is it a you should break up situation, or is it a you should not break up, give it a minute, like go back, talk it out, etc. And just kind of breaking down and having those really like emotionally deep conversations and talking about the nuance of sometimes there are going to be issues, and like sometimes it's red flag run, and sometimes it's, oh, just talk about it.
Well, either this is going to be the Gen Z dating game, or it's going to be Gen Z The View, you and whomever you're talking to. What are the issues for you that you're seeing now that your generation, as you're looking towards graduation, what are the things on your mind going forward that you're most concerned about and the opportunities mm-hmm. that you're most hopeful about.
Oh my gosh. I like that you added the opportunities at the end. So we can have a little up note there too. But I think for me, the biggest concern is just having to graduate and go out into this world and being like, I don't know when I'm going to get a job or where I'm going to get a job. I don't know how many jobs I have to apply to before I get an interview, much less a job offer. I don't know if I can buy a house before I'm like 50. So like really just looking at all of the markets and the economics part of it is a little bit scary right now. And knowing like, okay, like won't be able to save a decent percentage of my like income, but okay, what can I do and how can I be smart with my money? But I think on the flip side, I think for me, the biggest opportunities is being able to kind of shape your narrative a little more. Because I feel like with a lot of the technology and also just kind of like the energy of my generation, we're a lot less inclined to just like go straight forward through the system and be like, okay, yes, I buy into it. I'm going to do all of these steps and be fine. Because we're seeing that some people are doing all of these steps and they're not fine. Nothing is guaranteed anymore. So yes, it kind of has that first initial like, oh, that's really scary. But there's also the flip side of, well, that means I kind of can do what I want a little bit. Like if these systems are failing us, I can make my own systems and I can think outside the box and kind of find my own ways to do things. So for me, I think it's just that sense of hopefully what will become autonomy for us and really finding new ways to succeed in our world.
Folks, I have been joined by our wonderful correspondent, audio engineer, musician, and friend. Miss Andy is going back to William and Mary. For those of you in the Richmond, Virginia area, reach out.
Yes.
Reach out to us. I'm going to put some key information. Tune in to mm-hmm. her podcast. I like Modern Autopsy.
Really?
Of a relationship or uh-huh, a trend. Uh-huh. Part your, and she's not going to be talking about which side should your hair be parted, in the middle or the side.
No.
She's got big thoughts, deep thoughts.
Yep.
Andy, parting words for anyone that is about to start on a new endeavor. What is your advice to anyone looking to embrace their future?
I really think something I like to tell myself is sometimes just taking a step is the right thing to do. Like a lot of people, including myself, my gosh, I'm such a perfectionist at times, get so frozen and caught up in, oh, it has to be the right step. But sometimes just moving forward gets you out there enough to then gather the information of like, okay, this was right or wrong. So really just if you're kind of entering that new chapter, walk through the door. Like you'll be okay. You can always walk back, hopefully. Like it won't close behind you. And so being able to not be as scared to make the quote unquote wrong step and just move forward and do what your instinct is telling you to do.
For Radio St. Pete, Joe Berdow, Nanette Weiser, Jay Kolb, and all of our volunteers, it has been a pleasure. Andy, thank you so much for making this summer the best sounds ever.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this.